Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Eltek Ltd. First Quarter 2022 Financial Results Conference Call. All participants are present in a listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Eli Yaffe, Chief Executive Officer, and Ron Freund, Chief Financial Officer, I'd like to remind you that Eltek's earnings release today and this call include forward-looking statements within the meaning of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995 and the Securities and Exchange Act of 1934, as well as certain non-GAAP financial measures. Before making any investment decisions, we strongly encourage you to read our full disclosures on forward-looking statements and use of non-GAAP financial measures set forth at the end of our earnings release, as well as review our latest filings with the SEC for important material assumptions, expectations, and risk factors that may cause actual results to differ materially from those anticipated and described in such forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements are projections and reflect the current beliefs and expectations of the company. Actual events or results may differ materially. Eltek undertakes no obligation to publicly release revisions to such forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances occurring subsequent to this date. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Eli Yaffe. Mr. Yaffe, would you like to begin, please?
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us, and welcome to Eltek 2022 first quarter earnings call. With me is Ron Freund, our Chief Financial Officer. We will begin by providing you with an overview of our business and summary of our principal factors that affected our results in the first quarter, followed by the details of our financial results. After our prepared remarks, we will be happy to answer any of your questions. By now, everyone should have access to our press release, which was released earlier today. The release will be also available on our website at www.nisteceltek.com. In the first quarter of 2022, we recorded revenue of $9.8 million despite the challenging supply chain and the labor environment. This revenue reflects an annual increase of 15% relative to our revenue in 2021. Our forecast is that the defense, aerospace, and space sectors will perform better in 2022 than in the last year. Our employees did an excellent job of maximizing production by maximization of throughput per hour, resulting in increased efficiency. During the first quarter of 2022, we mitigate all of the material price increase through additional cost savings, adjustment in the mix of raw materials used during the manufacturing process, and product price adjustments. The first quarter of 2022 reflects the continued increase in orders received from our customers. We ended the quarter with a backlog of 50% greater than the backlog of 2021 year-end. Our PCB book-to-bill ratio was 1.4 for the first quarter of 2022, which means that our accumulation of new orders was higher than our revenue recognition. The significant increase in the backlog is due to several factors. Factor number one, the current status of the COVID-19 pandemic enabled most of our customers to return to normal level of business operation, including our customers in the Far East and particularly in India. In Israel, we did not face significant absence of employees due to the isolation requirements. In addition, the reimbursement of the COVID-19 pandemic in China create a shift of manufacturing order of non-defense PCBs to the Western market. Factor number two, during Q1 2022, we had no delays in raw material supply, and our increase in inventory levels allowed us more flexibility in our production cycles. Factor number three, the political and security situation in Europe caused governments to increase their military budget, and Eltek, as a supplier of significant components to defense system manufacturers, is influenced positively by it. In addition, the inflationary pressures and the continued labor challenges in North America help us in being competitive in price and lead time. Factor number four, increase in demand due to the continuous trend of shifting back to the Western countries PCB manufacturing previously performed in the Far East due to the IP and security consideration. Furthermore, some of our customers suffered from the lack of critical components, which forced them to redesign their PCB using available components. This redesign led to further requests for quotations, some of which we won. All of these four factors contribute to our backlog and revenue growth during the first quarter of 2022. I should also mention that we recently won a new sales order wherein we will be provide a fully turnkey product to one of our tier one customers by outsourcing the assembly service requested. We will be further investigate this niche and its potential for the future. The increased demand for the company product has led us to decide to accelerate our investment program. During the first quarter, we began the first phase of the program, which include investment in amount of $9 million. This phase is expected to last 2 years. The program includes investment in new production lines, as well as in infrastructure in order to enable us to increase the company production capability as well as its efficiency. We expect that the first phase will allow us to increase our yearly sales by $5 to $8 million based on the continuity of the increased demands for our products. The total investment program amount is $15 million. During the first quarter, we continue to experience significant increase in the price of raw materials. We communicate this increase to our main customers and adjusted our selling prices. Nevertheless, we continue to invest efforts in improving our manufacturing processes and our efficiency in order to be more flexible in our pricing policy. Demand for employees continue to be high in our industry and in a similar one. The situation impair our production capability and sometimes even force us to raise wages level in order to achieve our recruitment targets. Our investment program mentioned before includes automation components in order to help us to deal with this difficulty. LTEC long-term strategy remains unchanged. Focus on high technology PCB in order to maintain our differentiation capability and serve as a highly valued partner to our customers. I will now turn the call over to Ron Freund, our CFO, to discuss our financial statements.
Thank you, Eli. I would like to draw attention to the financial statement for the first quarter of 2022. During this call, I will discuss also certain non-GAAP financial measures. LTEC uses EBITDA as a non-GAAP financial performance measurement. Please see our earnings release for its definition and the reason for its use. Now, I will go over the highlights of Q1 2022. Revenues for the first quarter of 2022 totaled $9.8 million compared to $7.2 million in Q1 2021, an increase of 35%. The increase in revenues is mainly due to the shortage in raw materials in 2021, and the negative effect it had on our sales in the first quarter of 2021. Gross profit increased by 72%, reaching $1.9 million compared to a gross profit of $1.1 million in the first quarter of 2021. The increase is the outcome of the increase in revenues. Operating profit amounted $0.7 million in Q1 2022 compared to $0.1 million in 2021. The revaluation of the US dollar against the Israeli shekel contributed to our Q1 2022 results of operation, and we recorded financial income in the amount of $0.1 million. We have recorded for the first time in recent years a tax expense of $0.1 million due to the deferred tax asset we recorded in 2021 year-end. As you probably remember, this tax asset was recorded based on management estimation that it is more likely than not that the company will utilize its tax loss carry-forwards in future years. Net profit was $0.6 million or 11 cents per share in Q1 2022 compared to net profit of $0.2 million or 4 cents per share in Q1 2021. EBITDA was $1.1 million in 2022 compared to $0.6 million in 2021. As of March 31, 2022, we had cash and cash equivalents of $9.1 million. This cash balance and anticipated cash flow from operating activities will allow us flexibility in operating our business and financing our accelerated investment program that Eli mentioned earlier. We are now ready to take your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from Michael Wu. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my question. So my first question is, do you guys have any estimate of the amount that the revenue you guys got from this quarter for, because of the, you know, the manufacturing issue in China, like the new kind of shifted orders to you?
Hi, Michael. How are you? No, we don't have it, but we don't have exact number, but we estimate that it is grow the shift back from China to Israel because we got approached by customers that ask us to move it back to Israel, but I don't have exact number.
Okay, that's fine. Do you have any, like, did you see continuing this kind of trend, like more customers try to query about this manufacturing issues in China? Or?
Yes. As I told during my previous comments, I forecast that the shift will continue.
Okay, great. Thank you. So second of our question is how the manufacturing capacity is running like at? Are you guys in full capacity right now?
Not yet.
Not yet. So like what is the capacity left? I mean, if you can run in a full capacity basis, how many you can still do?
We adjust our manpower according to the level of POs that we have, and if we hire more employees, we can produce more.
Oh, you can do a little bit more?
If it will be justified, we'll hire more employees and we'll increase our sales by manufacturing more products, yes.
Okay. I have another question. So about the new CapEx. So you said it's totally is one 15 million for, is that like a 2-year period for the total investment?
No, the $9 million is over 2 years. That's the phase one. The $15 million is for the whole program.
Ah, okay, that's great. So around the first 2 years is the $9 million. Once you are fully invested, when do you expect the capacity will be, you know, fully set up and running? Is like in a stage, or you're just like you need to have to wait for 2 years and then get the facility up and running?
It's a very good question. We will go slowly between now and the end of the program, but there will be a jump in the end of the program.
Okay, so basically you are like incrementally. During this year, maybe you can see some more capacity getting up and running, right? That's my understanding, right?
The capacity right now is dependent upon the manpower. But if we would like to have a breakdown, we have to invest in a new equipment, which we already start the program.
Okay, so basically you are adding the program, adding more equipment, right? I mean, you don't need to wait until the end of 2 years to use the new equipment, right? You can increase the capacity during the time, right?
It's more equipment, but that will replace old equipment.
Oh, okay. So what's the difference? Why? I mean,
it's kind of efficiency, quality, less manpower required for the new equipment, more automation, more precise, more adapted to the market demand, and be more precise.
Okay. So basically, also, like, once you replace the new old equipment, you also increase the capacity, right?
Exactly.
That's my understanding.
Exactly.
Right?
We with the new equipment, we will be able to produce per hour more panels.
Okay, so also increase the efficiency, right?
Exactly, okay. As I mentioned before, yes.
Okay, that's great. So do you have any kind of color on the, you know, defense contract? Any, you know, could you give more, you know, kind of color on this?
We don't disclose the name of our defense contractors. On the 20F, you can see some of the names there and the activity that we mentioned with them. But with all our defense contractors, the market is growing because of the security situation in Europe.
So how big is the trend? Like, do you see, you know, like, what is the percentage increase? Do you see the order flow inflows?
As I mentioned, the order flow right now, the backlog is 50% more than we have in the end of last year, and the book-to-bill ratio right now is 1.4, so we gain 40% more orders than what we produce.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's great to know. My last question, so about the inflation pressure, so do you guys see any inflation pressure? Can you pass the price, you know, to your customer if you have any, like, labor, you know, expenses, you know?
Yes,
you know,
yes. Increase. As I mentioned before, there is a difference in the inflation rate between Israel and the United States. So in the United States, it's easier because inflation in Israel is lower than the inflation in the United States, so it's easy to increase prices in the United States. And in Israel, we do it with more difficulty, but we succeed to push the prices up based on the cost of the adjustment of the cost.
Sorry, I didn't get it. So you guys be able to increase the price to
in United States? In the United States, we do it easily because there is different in the inflation rate in the United States, which is higher than the inflation rate in Israel. In Israel, we do it because it's accepted in Israel, and we do it up to the inflation rate that exists in Israel.
Okay, got it. That's all my questions. Thank you very much for taking my questions. Congratulations for the good quarter.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Yaffe to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind the participants that a replay of this call will be available tomorrow on LTEC's website, www.nisteceltec.com. Mr. Yaffe, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Before we conclude our calls, I would like to thank all of our employees for their efforts in continuing the company growth. I would like also to thank our customers, partners, investors, and the LTEC team for their continued support. Thank you for all for joining us on these today calls. Have a good day.